The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its audit of the Wisconsin Lottery for fiscal year 2021. This audit was published as report number 22-7 in June 2022. The following is the report summary. The Wisconsin Lottery sells instant tickets and lotto tickets and participates in the multi-jurisdictional Powerball and Mega Millions lotto games. The Wisconsin Constitution and Wisconsin statutes impose certain limitations on lottery expenses. The Wisconsin Constitution also requires that net proceeds from the Wisconsin Lottery be used exclusively for property tax relief for Wisconsin residents. Net proceeds from the Wisconsin Lottery are largely distributed to owners of primary residences in Wisconsin through the lottery and gaming tax credit. We provided an unmodified opinion on the Wisconsin Lottery's financial statements as of and for the years ended June 30, 2021 and June 30, 2020. These financial statements account for the financial position and activity of the Wisconsin Lottery, which is administered by the Department of Revenue. We conducted this financial audit by auditing the Wisconsin Lottery's financial statements in accordance with applicable government auditing standards, issuing our auditor's opinion, reviewing internal controls, and issuing our auditor's report on internal control and compliance. We also assessed the Wisconsin Lottery's compliance with certain statutory requirements. Since its inception, the Wisconsin Lottery has provided $5.1 billion in property tax relief, including $236.3 million distributed in fiscal year 2021. The Wisconsin Lottery was provided with general purpose revenue, or GPR, of $71.7 million in fiscal year 2020 and $73.1 million in fiscal year 2021 for retailer compensation expenses, vendor fees, and certain general program operation expenses. The provision of GPR funding increased net lottery proceeds available for the lottery and gaming tax credit. However, the actual amount distributed for the lottery and gaming tax credit decreased from $270.4 million in fiscal year 2020 to $236.3 million in fiscal year 2021, or by 12.6%, because the estimate of ticket sales used to determine the amount of the credit was less than actual ticket sales. In October 2021, the Department of Administration and the Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance authorized the use of $343.6 million in net lottery proceeds for the fiscal year 2022 lottery and gaming tax credit. Wisconsin Lottery ticket sales increased from $725.4 million in fiscal year 2020 to $894.5 million in fiscal year 2021, or by 23.3%. Sales of instant tickets, which are scratch-off and pull-tab tickets, increased by $121.5 million, or by 23.7% from fiscal year 2020 to fiscal year 2021. This increase is primarily the result of increased sales of scratch-off tickets that sold for $10 or more. Lotto ticket sales increased $47.6 million, or by 22.5%, due to increased Powerball and Mega Millions ticket sales resulting from the jackpots being higher in fiscal year 2021 than those in fiscal year 2020. The Wisconsin Lottery was in compliance with the statutory requirements for fiscal year 2021. Wisconsin statutes impose limitations on certain types of lottery expenses, including requirements that at least 50% of lottery ticket sales be used as prize payments to players, certain administrative expenses may not exceed 10% of gross lottery revenues, and payments to retailers for performance incentives not exceed 1.0% of gross revenues from the sale of lottery tickets. Through this and other annual audits of the Wisconsin Lottery, we found the Wisconsin Lottery to be in compliance with the statutory requirements during the five-year period from fiscal 2017 through fiscal 2021. The Wisconsin Lottery spent $54.0 million on basic commissions and $8.8 million on retailer performance program payments in fiscal year 2021. Statutes establish maximum compensation rates for basic commissions and performance program payments to retailers who sell lottery tickets. Basic commission rates established in Wisconsin statutes are currently 5.5% of the retailer price for lotto tickets and 6.25% for instant tickets. The retailer performance program includes sales incentives for retailers that increase ticket sales, a bonus for retailers that sell winning tickets, and short-term incentives for retailers that increase ticket sales of certain games for specific periods of time. During fiscal year 2021, performance payments for the sales incentives for increasing ticket sales accounted for 77.0% 0% of the total incentive payments, winning ticket bonuses accounted for 16.1%, and short-term incentives accounted for 6.9%. There were 5 short-term incentives during fiscal year 2021. Total payments for each of the 5 short-term incentives ranged from $59,800 to $185,305, and the number of retailers who participated in each of these short-term incentives ranged from 3,196 retailers to all retailers, which was 3,645 retailers as of June 30th, 2021. To view the full text of this and other publications from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab. To report fraud, waste, and mismanagement in state government, please contact our hotline at 1-877-FRAUD17.